وقالوا لن يدخل الجنة إلا من كان هودا أو نصارى تلك أمانيهم قل هاتوا برهانكم إن كنتم صادقين بلى من أسلم وجهه لله وهو محسن فله أجره عند ربه ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون وقالت اليهود ليست النصارى على شيء وقالت النصارى ليست اليهود على شيء وهم يتلون الكتاب كذلك قال الذين لا يعلمون مثل قولهم فالله يحكم بينهم يوم القيامة فيما كانوا فيه يختلفون.
Translation: And they say, none shall enter paradise unless he be a Jew or a Christian. These are their own desires. Say, O Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, produce your burhan if you are truthful. Yes, but whoever submits his face himself to Allah, that is, follows Allah's religion of Islamic monotheism, and he is a muhsin, then his reward is with his Lord, Allah. On such shall be no fear, nor shall they grieve. The Jews said that the Christians follow nothing, that is, are not on the right religion. And the Christians said that the Jews follow nothing, that is, are not on the right religion, though they both recite the scripture. Like unto their word, said those, the pagans who know not. Allah will judge between them on the day of resurrection about that wherein they have been deferring. The next topic is the hopes of the people of the book. Allah made the confusion of the Jews and the Christians clear, since they claim that no one will enter paradise unless he is a Jew or a Christian. Similarly, Allah mentioned their claims in Surah Al-Ma'idah. Allah said, We are the children of Allah and His loved ones. Chapter 5, verse 18, Al-Qur'an. Allah refuted this false claim and informed them that they will be punished because of their sins. Previously, we mentioned their claim that the fire would not touch them for more than a few days, after which they would be put in paradise. Allah rebuked this claim, and He said about this baseless claim, These are their own desires. Abu al-Aliya commented, These are wishes that they wished Allah would answer, without basis. Similarly was stated by Qatada and Arabi bin Anas. Allah then said, Say, meaning, Say, O Muhammad. Produce your burhan, meaning your proof. As Abu al-Aliya, Mujahid as-Suddi and Arabi bin Anas stated, Qatada stated that the ayah means bring the evidence that supports your statement. Allah said, if you are truthful in your claim. Allah then said, yes, but whoever submits his face himself to Allah, that is, follows Allah's religion of Islamic monotheism, and he is a muhsin, meaning whoever performs deeds in sincerity for Allah alone without partners. In a similar statement, Allah said, So if they dispute with you, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, say, I have submitted myself to Allah in Islam, and so have those who follow me. Chapter 3, verse 20. Al-Qur'an. Abu al-Aliya and al-Rabi said that, Yes, but whoever submits his face himself to Allah means whoever is sincere with Allah. Also, Sa'id bin Jubair said that, Yes, but whoever submits means he is sincere. His face himself, meaning in his religion, and his muhsin, which means following the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For there are two conditions for deeds to be accepted. The deed must be performed for Allah's sake alone and conform to the Sharia. When the deed is sincere but does not conform to Sharia, then it will not be accepted. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Whoever performs a deed that does not conform with our matter, that is religion, then it will be rejected." This hadith was recorded by Muslim. Therefore, the good deeds of the priests and rabbis will not be accepted, even if they are sincerely for Allah alone, because these deeds do not conform with the method of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was sent for all mankind. Allah said regarding such cases, "And we shall turn to whatever deeds they, that is disbelievers, polytheists, sinners, did. We shall make such deeds as scattered floating particles of dust." Chapter 25, verse 23, Al-Quran. Allah also said, "As for those who disbelieved, their deeds are like a mirage in a desert. The thirsty one thinks it to be water until he comes up to it. He finds it to be nothing." Chapter 24, verse 39, Al-Quran. And Allah also said, "Some faces that day will be humiliated, laboring, weary. They will enter in the hot blazing fire. They will be given to the drink from a boiling spring." Chapter 88, verses 2 to 5, Al-Quran. When the deed conforms to the Sharia outwardly, but the person did not perform it sincerely for Allah alone, the deed will also be rejected, as in the case of the hypocrites and those who do their deeds to show off. Similarly, Allah said, "Verily, the hypocrites seek to deceive Allah, but it is He who deceives them. And when they stand up for a salah, that is a prayer, they stand with laziness to be seen by people, and they do not remember Allah but little." Chapter 4, verse 142, Al-Quran. And Allah also said, "So woe unto those performers of salah, that is prayers, that is hypocrites, those who delay their salah, that is from their stated fixed times, those who do good deeds only to be seen of men, and withhold al-ma'un, that is small kindnesses." Chapter 107, verses 47, Al-Quran. This is why Allah said, "So whoever hopes for the meeting with his Lord, let him work righteousness and associate none as a partner in the worship of his Lord." Chapter 18, verse 110, Al-Quran. Allah also said in this ayah, "Yes, but whoever submits his face himself to Allah, follows Allah's religion of Islamic monotheism, and he is a muhsin." Allah's statement, "shall have their reward with their Lord. On them shall be no fear, nor shall they grieve." This means Allah guaranteed them the rewards and safety from what they fear and should avoid. Allah's statement, "There shall be no fear on them," means in the future. Allah's statement then, "nor shall they grieve," means about what they abandoned in the past. Moreover, Sa'id bin Jubair said about Allah's statement, "There shall be no fear on them," which means in the hereafter. And Allah's statement, "nor shall they grieve," means about their imminent death. The next topic is the Jews and Christians dispute among themselves out of disbelief and stubbornness. Allah said, "The Jews said that the Christians follow nothing, that is, are not on the right religion. And the Christians said that the Jews follow nothing, that is, are not on the right religion, though they both recite the scripture." Allah explained the disputes, hatred, and stubbornness that the people of the book have towards each other. Muhammad bin Ishaq reported that Ibn Abbas said, when a delegation of Christians from Najran came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Jewish rabbis came and began arguing with them before the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rafi' bin Huraymila said, "You do not follow anything," and he reiterated his disbelief in Jesus and the Injil. Then a Christian man from Najran's delegation said to the Jews, "Rather, you do not follow anything," and he reiterated his rejection of Musa's prophethood and his disbelief in the Torah. So Allah revealed the ayah. The Jews said that the Christians follow nothing, that is, are not on the right religion. And the Christians said that the Jews follow nothing, that is, are not on the right religion, though they both recite the scripture. Allah made it clear that each party read the affirmation of what they claimed to reject in their book. Consequently, the Jews disbelieve in Jesus, even though they have the Torah, in which Allah took their covenant by the tongue of Moses to believe in Jesus. Also, the Gospel contains Jesus' assertion that Moses' prophethood and the Torah came from Allah. Yet, each party disbelieved in what the other party had. Allah said, "Like unto their word, said those who know not." Thus, exposing the ignorance displayed by the Jews and the Christians concerning their statements that we mentioned. There is a difference of opinion regarding the meaning of Allah's statement, "who know not." For instance, Rabi' bin Anas and Qatada said that, "like unto their word, said those who know not." This Allah statement means the Christians said similar statements to the Jews. Ibn Juraij asked Atta, "who are those who know not?" Atta said, "nations that existed before the Jews and the Christians and before the Torah and the Gospel." Also, As-Suddi said that statement, "said those who know not," is in reference to the Arabs, who said that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not following anything, that is, did not follow a true or existing religion. Abu Ja'far bin Jarir chose the view that this ayah is general, and that there is no evidence that specifically supports any of these explanations. So interpreting the ayah in a general way is better. Allah knows best. Allah said, "Allah will judge between them on the day of resurrection about that wherein they have been differing," meaning that Allah will gather them on the day of return. On that day, Allah will justly judge between them, for He is never unjust with anyone, even as little as the weight of an atom. This ayah is similar to Allah's statement in Surah Al-Hajj, chapter 22, verse 17, where Allah says, "Verily, those who believe in Allah and His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and those who are Jews, and the Sabians, and the Christians, and the Majus, and those who associate partners with Allah, truly, Allah will judge between them on the day of resurrection. Verily, Allah is over all things a witness." Allah said, "Say, our Lord will assemble us all together on the day of resurrection. Then He will judge between us with truth. And He is the just judge, the knower of the true state of affairs." Chapter 34, verse 26, Al-Quran.